Chapter 6. Introduction. Understanding the Declaration as a Whole. The underlying ideas of the Declaration are to be found in its second long paragraph, beginning with the words, "We hold these truths to be self-evident." They are concerned with human equality, inalienable rights, the pursuit of happiness, the consent of the governed, and the justification for overthrowing a government. We shall be concerned with understanding these ideas in the chapters to follow. However, there are some things in the Declaration's initial and concluding paragraphs that deserve brief consideration before we give close attention to the five ideas just mentioned. Here are the words of the opening paragraph. When, in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. The pivotal idea enunciated here is that of a people having a distinct political status. We observed in Chapter 1 that the people of the 13 colonies, in rebelling against British rule, understood themselves as a new people, separate from their British brethren overseas. The fighting in which they were already engaged was more than a war of rebellion against what they regarded as despotism on the part of the British king and parliament. It was a war to be fought for their independent status as a separate people, that is, a war to dissolve the political bands that tied them to the people of Great Britain. They asked the nations of Europe to look upon them as a political